D'Artagnan arrives in Paris at the tender age of 18, and almost immediately offends three musketeers, Porthos, Aramis, and Athos. Instead of dueling, the four are attacked by five of the cardinal's guards, and the courage of the youth is made apparent during the battle. The four become fast friends, and, when asked by D'Artagnan's landlord to find his missing wife, embark upon an adventure that takes them across both France and England in order to thwart the plans of the Cardinal Richelieu. Along the way they encounter a beautiful young spy, named simply Milady, who will stop at nothing to disgrace Queen Anne of Austria before her husband, Louis XIII, and take her revenge upon the four friends. 20 years after, serialized January through August, 1845. The year is now 1648, 20 years since the close of the last story. Louis XIII has died, as has Cardinal Richelieu. And while the crown of France may sit upon the head of Anne of Austria as regent for the young Louis XIV, the real power resides with the Cardinal Mazarin, her secret husband. D'Artagnan is now a lieutenant of musketeers, and his three friends have retired to private life. Athos turned out to be a nobleman, the Comte de la Fère, and has retired to his home with his son, Raoul de Bragelonne. Aramis, whose real name is D'Herblay, has followed his intention of shedding the musketeer's cassock for the priest's robes, and Porthos has married a wealthy woman who left him her fortune upon her death. But trouble is stirring in both France and England. Cromwell menaces the institution of royalty itself while marching against Charles I, and at home the Fronde is threatening to tear France apart. D'Artagnan brings his friends out of retirement to save the threatened English monarch, but Mordaunt, the son of Milady, who seeks to avenge his mother's death at the musketeers' hands, thwarts their valiant efforts. Undaunted, our heroes return to France just in time to help save the young Louis XIV, quiet the Fronde, and tweak the nose of Cardinal Mazarin. The third novel, The Vicomte de Bragelonne, serialized October 1847 through January 1850, has enjoyed a strange history in its English translation. It has been split into 3, 4, or 5 volumes at various points in its history. The 5-volume edition generally does not give titles to the smaller portions, but the others do. In the 3-volume edition, the novels are entitled The Vicomte de Bragelonne, Louise de la Valliere, and The Man in the Iron Mask. For the purposes of this e-text, I have chosen to split the novel as the 4-volume edition does, with these titles: The Vicomte de Bragelonne, 10 years after, Louise de la Valliere, and The Man in the Iron Mask. In the first 2 e-texts, The Vicomte de Bragelonne, e-text 2609. It is the year 1660, and D'Artagnan, after 35 years of loyal service, has become disgusted with serving King Louis XIV, while the real power resides with the Cardinal Mazarin, and has tendered his resignation. He embarks on his own project, that of restoring Charles II to the throne of England, and, with the help of Athos, succeeds, earning himself quite a fortune in the process. D'Artagnan returns to Paris to live the life of a rich citizen, and Athos, after negotiating the marriage of Philip, the king's brother, to Princess Henrietta of England, likewise retires to his own estate, La Fère. Meanwhile, Mazarin has finally died and left Louis to assume the reins of power, with the assistance of Monsieur Colbert, formerly Mazarin's trusted clerk. Colbert has an intense hatred for Monsieur Fouquet, the king's superintendent of finances, and has resolved to use any means necessary to bring about his fall. With the new rank of intendant bestowed on him by Louis, Colbert succeeds in having two of Fouquet's royal friends tried and executed. He then brings to the king's attention that Fouquet is fortifying the island of Belle-Île-en-Mer, and could possibly be planning to use it as a base for some military operation against the king. Louis calls D'Artagnan out of retirement and sends him to investigate the island, promising him a tremendous salary and his long-promised promotion to captain of the musketeers.